Here's a look at that KLEM News for this Saturday. A 17-year-old male from Granville lost his life in a fatal accident that happened Thursday evening. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office investigated the vehicle accident that occurred at the intersection of 450th Street and Marsh Avenue at about a half a mile north of Granville. 24-year-old Isaac Conrad of Paulina was driving a 2003 Jeep Grand Cherokee heading eastbound on 450th Street, and 17-year-old Jacob Kolb of Granville was driving a 2003 Buick Century heading southbound on Marsh Avenue when the two vehicles collided at the intersection. Both victims were transported by ambulance services to Orange City Area Health. Conrad was later transferred to Mercy One Siouxland Medical Center in Sioux City for further treatment of serious injuries. Kolb was pronounced dead as a result of injuries sustained in that accident. Assisting with the rescue were the Granville Fire Department, Granville Ambulance, and Hospers Ambulance. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office is still investigating that accident. Firefighters from Orange City, Sioux Center, and Lamar's responded to a fire reported at Diamond Vogel headquarters offices in Orange City late Friday afternoon. Orange City Fire Chief Denny Vanderwell explains what had happened.
Well, there was an auxiliary air conditioning unit, and apparently something shorted out in the control box, and there's a lot of plastic associated with that in that box and so on. And so that caught fire and filled the basement with moderate or heavy smoke. And upon arrival, we did have some smoke showing. And so being that as a three-story commercial building like that, still in, people were evacuated, but there's several people that work there. We had Sioux Center and Lamar's trips for the structure as well for manpower and as well as if this thing got out of hand. So, precautionary. We had the other towns. Upon arrival, like I said, we had a little bit of smoke, but the crew went in and aggressively attacked it, and we had it out in short time. So it was mainly overhaul and ventilation.
All right. A lot of smoke damage then as a result?
It's hard to say. The lower level, which is there's storage, there's a computer room and stuff down there, there's going to be some smoke damage. Now, third floor, how much got up there? I'm sure that there's, with this plastic, junk gets everywhere. I'm sure that they're probably going to end up with film on desks and stuff like that. So how extensively it's going to have to be cleaned, don't know at this time.
Okay. And what time did that fire, when was it reported?
I'm thinking it was somewhere around 3, 3:30. That I don't have in front of me. Okay. I haven't got the report out yet this morning.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. I've been visiting with Denny Vanderwell, the fire chief of the Orange City Fire Department. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department was called back last evening to that hog barn on Noble Avenue that had been destroyed by fire Thursday evening. Embers from the original fire from Thursday had stirred and threatened the remaining hog barns that were saved. Plymouth County Fair officials are reporting that the attendance for the fair from Friday evening reached 23,200, which is in pace with last year, slightly ahead of last year. Overall, for the first 3 days of the fair, the attendance is running just at pace or slightly ahead of last year's attendance. As part of the Discover Dairy exhibit featured at the Round Barn is a chance for visitors of the fair to tour a dairy farm without actually having to tour that dairy farm. It's all part of the Google Expedition by using virtual reality goggles. Shirley Schrader is a director of the Siouxland Ag in a Classroom and explains how those goggles work.
Basically a cell phone inside of a goggles, just like if you had ski goggles or something like that, and it's hooked up to a laptop, and the program gives you a 3D virtual reality that you're like right in a dairy farm. So when you look up, you get to see up in the barn. If you look down, you see down, left and right. You can just move your head to turn the entire way around and look.
The program will be offered to fair visitors each evening of the fair. Schrader says that people will see all aspects of a dairy farm.
We look at a scene from a dairy farm that is basically the loafing shed. Then we go to the milking parlor. Then we go to the processing, couple stages of processing. In the end, we're making ice cream. We have to do a huge shout out to Rich Crow from Morningside College. He's one of their ag professors, and he got this program all set up for us, and the goggles are actually coming from Morningside College. Rich is in the process of doing a Google Goggle expedition of a local dairy farm. It's a lot of technical work, and we didn't get it done for the fair this year, but hopefully in the future we will have some expeditions every year at the Round Barn of different parts of farming, and they'll all be local.
Schrader says that the program is interesting and educational. However, she warns for some people they may feel some motion sickness.
And most of the people were like, that is just awesome technology. It does sometimes make you a little motion sick, because when you have those goggles on and you turn quickly, it gives you that sense of motion. So the first time people move, they're like, whoa, and then they kind of adjust and like it. The kids are absolutely enjoying it. We encourage kids to come, but we do want you to bring your parents along, because these goggles are expensive and we want to be really careful with them.
A virtual reality tour of the dairy farm using the special equipped goggles can be found in the upper level of the Round Barn. Schrader says that Sunday evening the program will get started at 6 p.m. As for tonight, Saturday, Schrader says they will start at 4:30. The Plymouth County Fair serves as an important venue for the Life Skills Training Center's annual fundraising efforts, with three separate events, including the annual quilt auction, the Bossy Cow Chip Bingo, and the Ice House. Shelley Thompson of Life Skills says that the events serve as an important function for Life Skills Training Center. This year's quilt auction, scheduled for this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Century Hall, will include a record number of quilts.
We have 70 quilts this year that we're going to be auctioning off. And boy, Dennis, I've been doing this for 5 years, and this is our best bunch of quilts. They're beautiful. No matter what you want to have, what size, what price range, I've got it for you. And there is some baby quilts here that are going to be heirloom pieces. There is some complete bedding quilts that have the comforter, the pillow shams, the decorative pillows. I have two different color versions of those. We have the Case IH John Deere. You got a bid to pick your color. We got the Iowa State, the Hawkeye quilts again are here. Two different versions of those, so we're excited about those. But it's just one beautiful quilt after another this year.
Chances for the Bossy Bingo are still available and can be purchased for $5.
We have at the Banks in Lamar's here. They still have a few tickets at the Banks. We have tickets for sale here at the Ice House, so stop in. And we also have tickets for sale, a few of them, at the Fair Board offices. $5 for your square of ground, and if good fortune is shining on you and that cow takes a liking to you, you might win $1,000.
The Bossy Cow Chip Bingo will begin on Sunday at 2 p.m. just south of the clock tower. That is a look at your news for this Saturday morning.